From the News Center, a news focus.
A new report says forced power outages in this winter's extreme weather only added to unreliability in the fossil fuel sector. The PJM interconnection is the electricity market that includes Pennsylvania and a dozen other states. And coal and gas plant owners' failure to honor their reliability commitments may cost them as much as $2 billion in penalties. Dennis Walmsted with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says some states saw rolling blackouts and PJM used emergency measures to keep the lights on in Pennsylvania. Walmsted says it all makes the case for renewable energy as an alternative.
We are an organization that favors the transition to renewables, and we think renewable energies like solar, wind, battery storage are here today. They are reliable today.
The report notes in the PJM system, more than 32,000 megawatts of gas and 7,600 megawatts of coal capacity were offline at the height of the cold. Despite substantial capacity payments that PJM pays generators to be available at critical times, Walmsted says hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses were left without power because of the severe storm. He notes there were no rolling blackouts in the Keystone State, but notifications were sent to customers to prepare for the possibility of an outage.
And so they didn't get to the point where they actually had to turn people's lights off. They were getting close to that in sort of the warning structure, and they were appealing to customers to, you know, cooperate and help reduce demand. And that actually does work.
The report says the problems associated with the outages prompted the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the North American Electric Reliability Corporation to launch a joint inquiry into the events surrounding the December freeze and the performance of the nation's bulk power system. I'm Danielle Smith,